Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Schwall. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Don Schwall. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Dillard. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Luplau. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lattman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Lattman. And now, play ball. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dillard for the out. One out. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Romano reaches second base with a double. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romano moves to third. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. Romano scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Phillips steals second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kindle for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling strikes out. One out. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nixon moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Nixon moves to third. Schwall moves to second. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Essigian. Bressuit reaches second base with a double. Nixon scores. Schwall scores. Geiger moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kindle picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kindle. Geiger scores. Bressuit scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. Runnels moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Runnels moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Latman moves to second. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Latman scores. Luplow moves to third. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. Luplow scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Red Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schwall bunts towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Kindle covering, for the out. Schilling moves to second. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Latman covering, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Malzone. Phillips moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Latman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillard hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clinton strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. Runnels moves to second. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Essigian hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Mike Forknalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknalis hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bressuit hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Romano strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Held is hit by the pitch. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Red Sox, 6, Indians, 6. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Raditz now pitching. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Latman strikes out. 2 outs. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Clinton strikes out. 1 out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Runnels. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Runnels steals second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raditz fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raditz fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Romano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Schilling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Latman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Held strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-6, Indians. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Latman strikes out. Two outs. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 4 in the game. Dillard hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 4 in the game. Clinton hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.